This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
United States Senator Mitch McConnell is sponsoring federal legislation that makes it easier to transition farmland to the next generation. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton says the Protecting American Farmlands Act comes at a perfect time.
We started the Kentucky Farmland Transition Initiative just talking about the loss of farmland in Kentucky and in Frankfort. We're working right now on the Selling Farmer Tax Credit while they're still in session in Frankfort.
Melton says Senator McConnell continues to be a great friend to agriculture.
He's just done such a great supporter of agriculture in Kentucky and all across the nation. And this is another piece of where he is willing to help agriculture and introducing a bill right now, and it's titled the Protecting American Farmlands Act.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Keep your machines running strong with exclusive savings on genuine Case IH planter parts and service, maintenance solutions, select reman parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine Case IH lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that keep you in the field longer. Visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton says the proposed legislation provides a tax incentive and a way to avoid a large tax bill.
The gains, instead of paying that capital gains up front, that the retiring farmer can take that land, take that money, the capital gains, and instead of paying that tax at the time, put this money into a qualified retirement account.
Under the proposed Protecting American Farmlands Act, farmers can choose how the proceeds are distributed.
There's no change in what the retirement piece of this is, but let that money grow for you over a 10-year period, even if you're at that minimum required distribution age of 73 years old, that you can take that out over 10 years.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and list a podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.